The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
All right, little introduction to the mitzvah of tefillah. The mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah, a chiyuv. According to the Rambam, it seems to be it's a chiyuv deraisa at least once a day. The zmanei tefillah are not min ha-Torah, the nusach ha-Tefillah are not min ha-Torah, but the minyan ha-Tefillah, I think he says, are not min ha-Torah, but the concept, the chiyuv exists min ha-Torah, a chiyuv at least once a day, and it's derived, the Sifri says, from a posuk. The posuk says, va'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem, in one place, and then it's serve Hashem, and then it says ulaovdoi b'chol levavchem. So the avoda, the tzivui that we're talking about, va'avadetem, avadetem, do avoda. What's avoda? So ulaovdoi b'chol levavchem. So Chazal ask, eizu hi avoda shebelev. What could the Torah possibly mean when it says va'avadetem, which means ulaovdoi b'chol levavchem? The anavoida, serve him, which is a service, which is b'chol halev. What could be a service? Sheb ezo he avoida she b'chol avadcham, avoida she b'lev. Zu tefillah. That could only be tefillah. Tefillah is an avoida she b'lev. Tefillah is avoida she b'lev. That means that if somebody were to ask you with which aver of the goof does a person perform tefillah, you would not say with the mouth, and you would not say with the lips, and you would not say with the bones when you shuckle. You know what I mean? Guy in Muncie told me this morning that it's the mila of going on the Muncie bus to Manhattan at the daven on the bus. The bus shuckles for you. Anyway, it's not avodas ha'evorim. It's not kol atzmoi say toimarno in the etzim chiyuv of tefillah. There is such an inyan. That's the smach, the drash, the smachta for the shuckling. But the mahus of the mitzvah is avodah shebelev. It's an avodah that's done belev. That's why in many nafkaminas in halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I wish I had it in front of me, that even though we paskin, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, you check by Krishma, by Birchas Hamozoin, and by Brochos, I think we all, but all of these we paskin that if since Hirhur is lav kedibur, you can't be yoitze unless you say dibur, because you need dibur. It says uveirachto. It says or the brochas midrabbonon, or it says krishma v'dibar tobom. So memela, you need dibur. Where you need dibur, if we pass it's a machlekes, where the hero is kedibur, where the thinking the words is like saying the words. Since we pass it, hero is lav kedibur. So you have to say out the words at least on some audible or semi-audible, at least to yourself level. When it comes to tefillah, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring hero. Lav kedibur, and the reason is poshut, because the mitzvah min ha-Torah of tefillah is behirur, it's belev. There's no din dibur by tefillah. There's no din dibur bechlal by tefillah, because it's all avedah shebelev. It's all feeling. It's shibur of the lev. It's we'll have to try to define a little bit better what it is in the lev. How do you do this avedah in the lev? But whatever it is, it's something that's done. The focus, the place of its performance is in the heart. Except that it's brought that there is some minimal level of dibur that may be needed by tefillah. The Bir Halacha, I think, brings, and that's for a different reason. That's because in order to focus the heart, you need a certain level of dibur. Because if you just allow the heart to flow freely, you might think you're being mispal for parnosa, but you really may be mispal for the football game, and you won't even realize it because your heart is focused on something else. But when there's a dibur, I mean, for us, even the dibur doesn't do it sometimes, but, you know, everything is levels. Dibur at least helps. If you have to articulate words, if you have to formulate words, so there's some level of machsheves halev that's activated in the process. Ad kedei kach, that I think I once said, I can't remember, was to answer Rabbi Kiveiga's kasha. Oh, I don't remember exactly what it was, but the vort I remember was that the Rambam says. It sounds like, yeah, I don't remember. I apologize. I was caught off guard. But I think it says that min ha'Torah, there's one mashmos that min ha'Torah, there's more need for a minimal level of dibur than there is even midrabonon. So I forget exactly where. So he said, the pshat is like this, because before there was a nusach ha'tfila, so there was some minimal level of dibur that was needed to focus the machshava. But there was no Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is an invention of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. That's 2,500 years ago, something like that. So before that, there was tefillah shebalev, whatever you ask for, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're saying. It seems that midoraisa, the structure of tefillah, the Rambam says, was shevach bakosha v'hidoyo. That it seems that the min ha'Torah, you need that. You need to praise Hashem, because you have to focus the heart that this is the source, this is where you turn. You have to ask, because that seems to be part of the mahus of tefillah. The avodah has to do with asking, which we'll try to analyze what that means. And you have to thank him immediately after. That's all midaraisa, part of the mitzvah of tefillah. But it seems that midaraisa, there was some minimal requirement of speech, of at least maybe there was a level of speech where you're mechatech b'sfoso, but you're not meitzi, it's not enough that your ears could hear, but there was something that was necessary. And it sounds like, according to one shita, I don't remember exactly, that midrabonon, you don't need that. That midaraisa was more chomer than rabbonon. How could rabbonon make it less chomer? If midaraisa you need it, so how does rabbonon take that away? Such a cheshbon. I don't remember who says it. I apologize. It has to do with the bir halochot, Rabbi Kiveiger and a Rambam, but I can't remember who what. So I said the pshat is like this: that before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were mesaken and nusach ha'tefillah, it was more important to speak because they had no seder, there was no gvul. You say. I'm thinking about stupidities, right? So you have to say something. But once they were misakin the nusach ha'tfila, then even if you don't say it out, if you look at the nusach ha'tfila, you have a focus. Right now, when I look at the nusach ha'tfila, I say the words, say Hashem Elokeinu Baruch Hu. If I don't say the words, I still have a focus. So my melech ken zayin that once they were misakin a nusach ha'tfila, that midrabonon, you can get away with a kiyum of a tfila deraisa without the dibur. Even though before that you would have needed a dibur. Not because it's a din dibur. It's definitely not a din dibur. It's all avida shebalev. It's just the question of what is needed to focus. So today we have a siddur. So even a person theoretically, it seems that we have to do a little bit more. It seems in halacha seems to be that we pass yashu be mechatech b'sfosov, even though you don't have to be necessarily hear the words. But it has to be a certain whispering of the pronunciation. But again, it seems the pshat is to focus it rather than to be heard. He doesn't have to be heard. He's shemeya tefila without your. He can hear inaudible tefilas just as well as audible tefilas. But once there's a nusach, it seems it's even more keel not to have to do it. Anyway, okay. But that's the ikar. It's all about avodah shebalev. Now, and that's taka the pshat. What Chazal says ezu avodah shebalev zu tefila. Why didn't Chazal say ezu avodah shebalev? You should. Love the b'chol of avchem. Have kavana by tefillin. Have kavana by tzitzis. Have kavana by sukkah. Have kavana by Shabbos. Have kavana by mitzvahs. And don't tell me because they held you shouldn't have kavana about what they mean. You know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know. So. What's the pshat? How did Chazal know it? Love the b'chol of avchem zut tefillin, because Chazal understood that by all the other mitzvahs. Even if there's a din kavona, sukkah, there's a din kavona, there's uleman yedu deira seichem, tefillin, the tzitzis, those the Torah says itself. But the din kavona is not the mahus of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah, the mitzvah is hanochas tefillin, the mitzvah is the levisha of the tzitzis. Mernit, there's an inyan, you should be mechavim why you're doing it. You should do it with kavona. But by tefillah, that's the whole mitzvah. Ezu hi avodah shebalev. The whole avodah is only belev. It's not an avodah so a vorim which requires also the support of the lev. It's mamish, an avodah that's done completely belev. Zu tefillah, that's what tefillah is all about. That's it. So it's all about heart. Now, If that's the case, if it's all about feeling, then we should all now have a very deep-rooted feeling of insecurity. Because if you tell me tefillah is about saying Shmoneh Esrei, so I know. There's a siddur, you open up the siddur and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, that's Shmoneh Esrei. I feel very comfortable with that. I've been doing that for years. I know how to do it. I know even what page it's found on. And if not, some of the synagogues even have the page monitor over there so you can find out what page. I'm sure anybody sitting next to you will be glad to help you with the page if you're having trouble today. So it's very simple. Oh, but if you tell me it's Avodah Shebelev, that's to be Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, my heart has to do the Avodah. What does my heart have to do? What's my heart supposed to feel? And my heart isn't even thinking. It's more than thinking. It's even feeling. Feeling is a deeper level than thinking. Maybe you tell me what to think, so I'll say, okay, I'll think about it for a minute. Usually I think about something else too, but maybe I could keep the thought. Some people can hold a thought for about 20 seconds, 10 seconds, 5 seconds. Something, you know. Can hold a thought. But feeling! How do you get the thought to the feeling, and how do you feel it? Why are you supposed to feel it? How do you get to feel it? We don't know nothing. We don't know what you're supposed to feel. We don't know how to get there, how to do it. So really, it's very important that we sat down here, except we should have sat down with somebody who could give you some answers to these questions. Okay, so what do we do? Okay, so I don't know what to do exactly. Don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Not necessarily. According to Reb Chaim, certainly not. No. I don't know. If you really know Pirush HaMilas, maybe. Maybe even according to Reb Chaim, I don't know. We'll have to learn inside what Reb Chaim means. But basically, what we have to do is to look for some guidance in terms of the mahus of tefillah. If we can get some sense of what be'etzim, it's Avodah Shebelev, but which Avodah are you doing Belev? It's Avodah Shebelev, for example. Emuna is also Belev. I believe, I feel, you know, that's something. Ahava, Avas Hashem is also Belev. Avas Habriyos is also Belev. Kina is also Belev, you know, but that's not, I doubt that qualifies for the mitzvah of tefillah. Sinner is also Belev. You know, I mean, there's so many things that are, what else is Belev? Well, there's many things that are Belev, okay? Rachmonis. Maybe I'm supposed to feel Rachmonis for somebody. Maybe that's the Avodah. If I'm Mispal for someone, I'm supposed to feel Rachmonis for the person. Is that the Avodah Shebelev? Have to find out what it is. So, one thing is for sure, we have to look towards Gidoy Le'olam to see how they guide us and direct us in this.
Why can't the understanding of the words do that?
Well, the understanding of the words, if it's Avodah Shebelev, so then what is the understanding of what is your heart? You know, is your heart is supposed to feel the impact of the words? Well, you say the words, okay? Say the words. Now I understand what the words mean. So now I know I said Baruch Atah Hashem, whatever that means. I know I said Choneinu Meitcha. I know I said Hashiveinu. I know I said Refoeinu. So now, what's the Avodah Shebelev? I said it. I know what it means. I said Refoeinu. You know, that's all it is requesting Avodah Shebelev. So I can request L'chayro with my lips. A request, if it's just a matter of requesting, I can request with my lips. If it's just a matter of praising, I can praise with my lips. B'pivu v'sfosov kibduni v'libam rochak mimeni, the Novi says. So there is such a thing as requesting, as praising with the lips. And requesting is lip service. You know, everybody, lip service. Hey, that's Avodah Shebelev, lips. That's where they get it from. Lip service. All right? That's it. It's lip service. But that's not Avodah Shebelev. That's Avodah Shebelev. So you're darshaning. So wait a second. So you're darshaning. So I'm just saying the words themselves are not enough to tell me what the Avodah Shebelev, the concurrent Avodah Shebelev is with the lip service of saying the words. I need, for that I would say I need a Rebbe. Okay, so Lamaisa, you know, there's a few different approaches to this. Maramakremis, if you want. There's one that the Welt seems to quote very often. I really don't know where it is exactly. They quote from Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch that he says that the concept of tefillah is for the lashon of of judgment. One is judging himself to see if he's worthy. So you have to look it up there in his writings. I really never got too much of an insight into what that meant. That's one. Another one is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim seems to say in the second shiur, and I think it is kedai to look at. Mm. Reb Chaim seems to say that he's miyashiv the Rambam because there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah says in one place that you have to be mechavan in the first brocha, and if you're not mechavan in the first brocha, you have to go back. And then the Rambam says you have to be mechavan in the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and it seems for that too you would have to go back. So it's a stira. So Reb Chaim is miyashiv. He has a whole tifa piece of Torah there. It's not so simple because this is not necessarily the pshat, but this is the structure. So Reb Chaim is miyashiv, and he says that there's two dinim in kavona. There's one, the kavonas pirush hamilois, which is only me'akiv in the first bracha, maybe in moedim also, because it's not shaykh moedim without, you can't really thank him unless you're focused on what you're thanking him for. And the I'm not sure if he says the moedim, but others say that, I don't remember. The other thing is the kavona of the ma'aseh tefila. He defines the ma'aseh tefila as a person of mechaven lamoid lifnei Hashem. Now, what exactly is the ma'aseh? What exactly is the kavona? That's where the tifkeit in Reb Chaim comes in. But it's mechaven lamoid lifnei Hashem. That, he says, is me'akev in the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So, in other words, according to Reb Chaim, if you were say Shemoneh Esrei and you didn't know what you were talking about, but you knew you're standing in front of Hashem, you could be yotze the whole Shemoneh Esrei. And for the first bracha, you also have to know what you're talking about. But to know what you're talking about, you only have to know the first bracha, and for all the brachas, you have to be mechavan l'am lifnei Hashem. So it's a special kind of thing. So you see that the mahus, I guess the avoido is the pshat is that I am. I guess that's the pshat. Eved is knows I guess umid lifnei Hashem. What do you mean? I'm not umid lifnei Hashem as a shutif in the bria. I guess I'm umid lifnei Hashem as an eved. I'm not sure. We have to figure out how that works in exactly. But it has something to do. That seems to be the ikar kavona of tefillah. That's what you have to feel in your heart, that you have to have that sense, I guess, of umid lifnei Hashem. I guess it's also not just an intellectual knowledge, but it's a... I guess when a person really feels that he's umid lifnei Hashem, then he really feels kofuf. I guess that is, maybe that, according to Reb Chaim, is the definition of avoda. That is avdus. Because if I am umid lifnei Hashem, if Hashem is over there and I'm over here and he can't see me, he's not paying attention, or I'm trying to hide from him, so then maybe I'm not feeling the avdus, because I put his picture down and I can go do what I want. But if I know that I'm umid lifnei Hashem right now, umid lifnei Hashem creates a certain shibud. Because if he's here, I guess that's the pshat, not bad. I says that's the pshat. If he's in the room, if the Chofetz Chaim walks into the room, so it creates a certain shibud that everybody feels. Now listen, we could talk, we can continue learning. Maybe we could learn brisket Torah, but we can't speak Lashon Hara. That's for sure. The Chofetz Chaim in the room, it's inhibited. There's an inhibition. I must, before I open my mouth, I'm going to ask the Chofetz Chaim if I'm allowed to say it. That's the feeling that he would generate. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's presence, umid lifnei Hashem, generates that feeling, belev, that everything I do has to be meshubat to him. So I guess that's the ma'aseh tefillah. And then there's a special part of tefillah that has to be bikavonas pirush hamilos. Maybe that's the pshat. What? Maybe that may it might be that's the pshat in Reb Chaim. I can't swear for it. I'm saying maybe because Reb Chaim doesn't really fear it always by going back as much as I remember to the Sifri and say hevanu since he doesn't quote the Sifri, so I don't know whether he's focused on saying pshatn it or not. But I would assume if he's saying pshatn, what the ma'aseh tefillah is, where does the ma'aseh tefillah come from? See, I can't repeat it enough, and I apologize for those that think I did repeat it enough. But that's the maila of having a source in Torah Shebal Peh and a source in Torah Shebichsav. Because if we have a source for a concept in Mesoira, tefila, it's feeling, it's this, it's Oymi Lefnei Hashem. And then we have a posuk. So by comparing the information that we have, Baal Peh, with the indications from the Pasuk, we can define better the concept. In other words, if we only had Reb Chaim's concept of Omer L'fnei Hashem, we didn't know what Pasuk it comes from, so he said, Tefillah is Omer L'fnei Hashem, I have to stand up for Hashem. But now we see, it comes from some, it's the standing in front of Hashem, L'choira, has to connect with some form of Avdus, of Avida. So now we get a better uptight on what that standing is all about. Okay, let's leave. What? Wait. Listen, you've got to come back next week. You know what I mean? This is when up to that. Psukim de Zimra is way. Before we get to Psukim de Zimra, we're going to have to get to Birchas Krishma, to Smichas Gula Litfila, and to Peiris Al Hashma, and then to Psukim de Zimra. You know, I mean, we've got to go all the way back. Either we're working forwards or backwards, but we can't just, you know. Okay, now, next. That's another Mahalach. Now, there's one more Mahalach that I know of.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. That must be the avoida. The avoida must be, according to Reb Chaim, if the mahus of tefillah is that you're oimed afnei Hashem, then ulav de b'chol avadchem must be that feeling that is generated in that avdus that's generated in the heart. Lemi she'oimed afnei Hashem. Mi she'oimed afnei Hashem is mishubet to do everything. In other words, if I'm standing, if I realize, if I feel, not just intellectually pay lip service to it, intellectual lip service or intellectually, but if I actually mamish have internalized the concept of oimed afnei Hashem, then the next thing is I ain't gonna do nothing until I check it out with him whether that's appropriate according to his directives or not.
It's
about Drake's and everything, but we're just trying to get the concept.
Right? That he's here, then what do you need a whole tefillah for? Yeah.
Because I guess the pshat is like this: that knowing that he's here is a much more remote kind of a thing. The emes is a person should feel that. Who says that? Maybe the Kisser Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning. Maybe others say, when he gets dressed, when this, if he's doing it l'fnei Hamelech, or if he's maybe Kisser Shulchan also says that. If he's not doing it l'fnei Hamelech, if a person knows I'm standing l'fnei Hamelech, it's one thing. But if he knows I'm l'fnei Hamelech, if I'm l'fnei Hamelech in my bedroom, yeah, and I have to put on my shirt, okay, and he has to see me without my shirt, so you know, like, sorry. You wanted to be Malbish Arumim. You didn't want to create me with clothing. You barged into my bedroom. It's not like I'm walking around the middle of the street and I'm walking, you know, half undressed. I mean, you're in my... Where should I go? Under the covers. Okay, I'll go under the covers. But more than that, I can't do. How does it say? How Yisoser Ish Ben Historim Omar Hashem, can a person hide any place from Hashem? So it's a matter of tznius, and all that is just to remind me that I'm in front of Hashem. But it can't be the same as if I'm oimed lifnei Hashem b'tfila. It's a difference. It's a difference. I'm getting dressed. Listen, I'm getting dressed. I know you happen to be peeking in my room too, but Chomish Kibreira. But now I come into the room where it's supposed to be the Mokum Ashuras Hashchina, where it's the Beis Hamikdash, where it's Veshochanti B'Soichem, where it's the Mikdash Ma'at, and I'm standing in front of you. I'm on your turf now. It's a different kind of amida. Different kind of, that's Eimid Lefnei Hashem. That creates a much deeper level of Shiva. That creates a total awareness. That creates a call to full responsibility. You can't call me to full responsibility when I'm still not dressed. I'm still taking care of my basics. But when I come in and I'm, so I'm stuck with something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so the other thing is like this. There's another thing, and I think this other thing has two levels to it. There's what I see, what I think is what the Goyin says. And that's, the Goyin says clearly, and you know, that the Sheirish, that's what the Sham Shofel Hirsch uses also, the Sheirish of the word defines the essence of the concept. The Sheirish of Tefillah, the Avnei Eliyahu says, which is the Goyin or his son, and even if it's the son, I'm sure it's from the Goyin, is the Posuk, Re'oi Ponecho Loi Pilolti. Yaakov says to Yosef, when he saw him after 22 years, he says to him, Ra'oi ponecho, to see your face, loy pilolti. So I think Rashi says the loshon pilolti means loy meloani libi lachshov. It's a loshon of machshova. It's like an optimistic, positive kind of machshova. I didn't allow myself to think I would ever see you again. It's like I couldn't think such a thought. You were gone. They said you were chayaro chalosu, and I never imagined that I would be able to say. So I couldn't allow myself an optimistic thought of
optimistic.
What? Because it sounds like it's loy pilolti, and that is loy melo ani libi lachshev. That's, I think, the loshon loy melo ani, my heart. What do you mean? Lo chashavti. Lomalani libi means my heart couldn't, it didn't allow itself to fill up, something like that. My heart couldn't fill up to think such a thing. I was so low, I was so empty, I was so deprived of you that Lomalani libi lachshav. I think such a loss. Check it out. I'm sure you'll check out everything. Yeah. So. Anyway, but I think that's what he says. So, and please, you should check this stuff out, and you should come back and let me know, because unfortunately, I'm not. I'm working on, more on memory than on immediate. How do you call it? Hayoim is, well. It's as if I learned it today, because it's not even memory, but it's, I haven't seen these Makairos recently, so please bear with me. Okay, now, so the Shaila is, what does that mean? So it's like a positive Machshava. So basically the Goyin says that that's the Pshat in everything that we say. We say, Refo'enu Hashem, Hoshenu Kisiloseinu Oto, and all these requests and mevorei hashonim and reifei choylim, and it's because we have this thought that Hashem does this. We feel we have this optimistic, this positive sense that Hashem does these things. And if Hashem does these things professionally, if He's the choynein das and He's the reitzah b'tshuva and He's the Chanun Hamar Belisloach, and He's the Goel Yisrael, He's the Reifei Chol, the Amo Yisrael, the Mevorech Hashonim, and He's the Mekabitz Kibbutz Golius, and Bechulei Bechulei. So the Pshat is that we have that positive Machshova, which leads us to be confident, to be optimistic, to be confident, to be reliant that He's going to do it. Now the question is, in this approach, where is the Avoida? Where is the Shibud? So, what? Well, okay, it's a bitochen. So where is the avoidin? Bitochen, the pshat is, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you that you're going to help me.
What?
Good, but the, where's the, what is the, that's the shibud. The shibud is to be batu. It's not so push. It needs some iun, what exactly that is. One possibility is that when I am relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize He's the Reifei Choylim. So the Pshat is, there's a very, it creates a state of Avdus in the sense that I'm totally dependent upon Him. The Eben Ezra says a beautiful thing. The Eben Ezra says on the Posuk of, what? Oh, where are you guys getting my lines from? Yeah? I was just testing you. That posuk in the Shir HaMalo is there, is just like the eyes of an eved to the master, and a shifcho to the mistress. So too our eyes are riveted on Hashem. And very interesting. Ad, how long are we going to stand that Shmon Esrei? Or stay with the rivet? Ad Shichoneinu. May have to wait a long time. Ad Shichoneinu. So the Eben Ezra says that what this means is that an Eved, you could check out the Loshon there. Still looking Tilim on that Posuk in the Shir HaMalos. It's Kuf, Chof, whatever it is around there. And it says, just as an Eved is paralyzed, an Eved is so dependent on his master, because his master literally controls, an Eved has nothing, an Eved owns nothing. Yodoy ki yad raboy, doesn't even have the ability to be kind of something, put something into his hand to be mocked at the Eved. Any food he wants, it all belongs to the rabbi. Anything he does, the rabbi is the one who tells him. He's so in that mode of avdus, of being of lack of in individuality, lack of independence, lack of decision making power, lack of ownership, lack of anything. He has nothing. It's as if he doesn't. He only exists as a yodoy kiyad rabbi. He exists as an extension of the rabbi. That's all. Helpless. Even Eben Ezra says, even to save himself. If he's in danger, but to save himself is also helpless. So he says, It doesn't even have the koyach to save his own life. He's so dependent psychologically, physically, legally, emotionally, psychologically, and so forth. If that's the case, then... And that, by the way, Agav, the Ramban, when he disagrees, we didn't mention at the beginning, I mentioned, I got sidetracked. The Rambam says the mitzvah is mispal once b'chol yom. The Ramban holds that the mitzvah of tefillah is only min ha-teira b'shas ha-milchomo or b'shas some kind of a catastrophe. And he holds, vice versa, that the avodah shebelev, the lev that's needed, the awareness belev that's needed for the maisa tefillah, is so, it has to be so desperate, so acute, that it could only be in a mukam of sakona that a person can arouse so much total dependence. I guess the more I'm needy, the more I'm dependent. When I'm not needy, I don't feel so dependent. It's hard to feel, let me just leave that for a moment. Just come back, please. Bear with me. If the taich in this Eben Ezra, so the Ramban when he talks about the mitzvah of tefillah midaraisa brings that posuk. So we see that posuk is a reference to the mahus of tefillah. That's what he brings. That's the way he describes tefillah. The Ramban. So if that the Ramban is, this is the Ramban on the Hasogos and the Sefer HaMitzvos where he's marching on the Rambam, why the Rambam doesn't list this as a mitzvah say. What? Who?
Isn't that more?
Well, no, so maybe the Pshat is like this. The tefillah, it's like an expression of bitochen. But what does bitochen really say? Let me just finish. When I praise and I ask and I thank, and I have this optimistic reliance on him, what's the upshot, the untishta shura, the bottom line, that's the word, the untishta shura, the bottom line of all those feelings, the bottom line of all those feelings is, I'm helpless. Really, bitochen is a tremendous expression of helplessness. Why? Because you can't really have bitochen if you feel that you're helpful or helpable. The Chaim Salavova says that one of the things that shteres the bitochen, one of the things that's necessary for bitochen is the realization that only he can help me, nobody else. The minute I think there's another Eitzah, I'm not so reliant on him anymore. I can't be, because... I know it comes from him, but I got a couple extra bucks in the bank, and if he doesn't deliver, I'll just, you know, I said many times, I forgot, this is years ago, that there was a tekufa, about a half a year, we had $500,000 sitting in the bank, and I remember that half a year that I was not able to daven, not even a little bit at the end to be matzal the whole tefillah from tefillas keva, because every day at the end of davening, I would say, hey, send me 15. 10, 20 today. Today I need 50, you know. Oh, come on, be nice. Send an extra 5 so I can take a check for myself too. You know, all these things. And that year, I couldn't daven because I would ask, I'd go through the motions. I said, please, you know, help, come on, give me. He wouldn't have to say me. I'd say to myself, Untomanish, I'll write a check for the money market and I'll just transfer it. Which is what I did. That's why after half a year we had no money left. But you know, with the money in the bank, I couldn't trust him. So the pshat is like this: if what trust really is built upon, and what trust really has to lead to, is that sense of total helplessness, because toma I'm helpful, or there's someone else who can help me, or there's a possibility. That's what I think in the davening. We even say mi kamoicho bal givurois. Who's like you? Umidei meloch. There's not only is there no one like you that we could turn to, there's no one who has such kliches, there's not even one who has a dimyon who one might think is like you. Sometimes if there's a dimyon with dimyonis, you could also take the focus off him. Well, you know, people have dimyonis. I think I'm going to get money from here. I think I'm going to get money from here. Like I make a parlor meeting, I have dimyonis. I think I'm going to make money from the parlor meeting. And that's the talk. You know what I mean? Of course, more than it brought in so far. So the pshat is that when there's nothing, that's when a person can really rely. So reliance inspires a feeling of total helplessness and dependence. Dependence inspires a feeling of helplessness, inspires a feeling of dependence and reliance. So they all work together. If tefillah means positive machshova, if now I'm expressing a positive machshova, which is a reliance on him, to really feel that, it has to be, it's the outgrowth of, and if it's on him, because he's the roi fei choyli, and he's the mevorech hashonim, not refuah will come. It's not the pshat. I believe in healing. The doctor will heal, and Theodor Herzl will mekabitz the goluyos. You know what I mean? And I don't know what. You know. So, no. But if I know that it's going to come, it has to come from him. So then I am now in a state of, I have nothing. Only him. I rely on him, and I can only rely on him. I can only rely on him when there's nothing else to rely on, and when I rely on him, I have to realize there's nothing else to rely on. So the upshot of the whole thing is that I have nothing. All I have is you. It's only reliance on you. There's nothing. Al tiftachu b'nedivim. That's what it says. That's why I told my father-in-law. The Briskarov told him that when he gave out the money every Rosh Chodesh for his kollel, he never had any idea where it was going to come from for the next month. And if he ever did, it never worked out. Never. I'll go to this gvir and this gvir. Never worked out. So I told him, I said, the pshat is because it's al tiftchum in the divim. So the Meiri says, Ava b'chassidim u'b'chachomim mutalif toyach. Shehem yadricho iso b'darke b'tochum b'ashem. Says, you're not allowed to rely in the nedivim, but the chachomim, you could, because they'll lead you in the right direction. What are you relying in the chochom as? The baldover or the shliach? If it's the baldover, the stam kfira, the chochom, and then the rebbe, the tzaddik can't do anything anyway. It's all the rebbe in shalom. Elamai is a shliach, so why can't the nodav be a good shliach too? Why does the chochom only have to be a shliach, the nodav? The teretz says, the nodav is a shliach. The gvir says, come back to my house, rabbi, I'll take care of you, come tonight, 9 o'clock, I'll give you everything you need. You just stick with me, you know, help me with what I need from you, scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, everything's going to be fine. No, we tend to... It affects our bitochem b'Hashem. It's very hard to talk to him and look at Hashem and spit in his face and say, you know, you're really nothing. I really, you know, I'll be there tonight. I'll be there 5 tonight just to make sure. But you're really nothing. You know, you're full of baloney. That's hard. However, when we go to the chochem and we rely on him as a shliach, then the chochem says, Shehem yadricho yisur b'darke b'toh, he won't let us make the mistakes. He says, no, the Rebbe Shtev HaTelfon, it's not me, don't rely on me, it's only the Rebbeinu Shalom, I can't do nothing, I'm helpless, I'm as helpless as everybody else, it's only the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Chochom will not let me be over that Nesoyen. But we see there's a very fine Nesoyen for Al Tiftachu B'Nedivim. So the same thing over here, there's a very, very fine Nesoyen where a person can feel that it's him or that it's Hashem. But if he stands b'tfila, and if he recites the Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Chol Am Yisrael, and Rifo'enu, and he praises Hashem to be the Reifei, and he begs him, and he thanks him. So the Pshat is in that process. What he's really saying is, I'm reliant on you. It's only you. All my positive machshavas are focused on you as the Reifei. And the Pshat is, there is nothing else. There is no one else. Without you, I'm desperate. I'm helpless. I'm hopeless. That's really Shibud. That is Ola Ovdei B'chol Levavchem. What does it mean, B'chol Levavchem? It means my whole heart is dependent upon him. My whole being. In my heart, I feel helplessness. If I'm helpless, that means, and I'm not just helpless. If I can't, I'm helpless with optimism that everything's going to be all right. So what's the pshat? I'm his Eved. I'm totally reliant on him. I have nothing myself. It's just like an Eved. An Eved only has one thing. You know what an Eved has? One kinyan. You know what that is? His master. That's all he got. That's the same thing. That's all I got. All I got is one thing in life. I got my master. So that would be a little bit maybe how that fits with the okay. You can't feel it. That's right. You can't feel it. Every day the Ramban holds. Every day for Parnosa. Well, I had mon yesterday and I'll have it today. I got Parnosa. What are you worried about? Yesterday I had my Parnosa. Tomorrow, today I'll have it again. But b'shas milchoma, b'shas hatzar, then you can really feel that desperate.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.